to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It is my joy to be the guest speaker today. I am guest speaking as Reverend Rafe and his wife, Deborah, are in loving self-care this morning, today, celebrating their anniversary. And so let's know that love and send out our best wishes to them on this special time in their life. Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Eamon, for such a wonderful start to this service. Hold on just a second here. There we go. Just getting organized. As Julia mentioned, we're kicking off a new theme. It's the first Sunday in June, and the theme for June is embracing self-care. Now, self-care is a form of self-love and self-honoring, self-respect. Self-care as knowing that we are a divine emanation of God, God being love. And so self-care is a way that we can live our lives to the fullest. And it also asks us to be in some sort of daily spiritual practice, if not perpetual, continual, moment-by-moment spiritual practice. And I know we all know that there are times where it's where it's easy to be in that loving state, and other times where, you know, things happen and we need to hit that pause button and remember and ask, what would love look like here? Now, today's theme for June 4th. Excuse me just a second. I think it was promoted love or evolution of self-care, but I'm not really talking about, and I don't believe the theme is really how we evolved self-care in the world. My take on it is our evolution through self-care. Because we are all a work in progress. We are all on a spiritual journey to become more fully embodying that presence, that God presence that is love. And we do that through self-care. Now, that may seem a little foreign. We're going to dive in and go deeper on this. But we also do know that self-care is essential. It's totally essential to navigating the world on a daily basis. And so let's go deeper. So I want to use the word and, not but. Self-care and being love in the world can be complicated and confusing. So how do we navigate our spiritual philosophy, including our mission, our vision of a world that works for everyone? How do we bring that into being and also be present in the outer world, where a lot of times what the news media is presenting to us and also what we may at times experience individually in various settings is what people say was, well, our human nature is war, famine, poverty, hate, lying, cheating, stealing, all of that. So how do we blend that? How do we navigate that? How do we weave that and integrate that together? Because we know that we are the ones. We are the ones who bring a higher experience in life to the world. And so we have to be at first within. It starts within. And we know that Ernest Holmes was very clear. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We go within. We know our truth. We are aligned with that centered knowing. And we live from there, despite what is going on in the outer world. And yes, I know that can be challenging. And the truth is, we cannot bring something that we're not. So that's another reason why self-care, loving self-care, is so important, because it encourages us to constantly be on our evolutionary journey, which oftentimes is a healing journey, so that we can release all that is unlike love and be embodying and exuding that beauty, that ecstasy, that bliss, that wonderful energy and presence of love. So let's dive in. The truth is, as spiritual beings having a human experience in this earth plane, we experience life as self. It might be interesting if I could experience life as a soaring bird or an incredible dolphin in the ocean or a magnificent tree. That would be wonderful if I've evolved enough to be in that state of oneness. Currently, I haven't. And I believe this is probably true of most of us, is that we experience life as self, and yet we're social beings. And also, we believe a philosophy that is all about oneness. So I'm myself, but I'm part of a number of others as selves, spiritual selves. And at some level, we are one. And we are constantly on that journey to experience that as greater love, greater oneness. Now, Science of Mind also believes that love is the greatest power, that love is God. Well, we often say God is love, and we often say God is a number of other things. But there's some who says, when we approach it that way, we may be limiting God a little bit. And so there are others who will say, let's reframe that as love is God. Love is healing. Love is all that is. Now, Ernest Holmes viewed God as the superpower, the absolute, the infinite, the eternal, that is that presence, that life from which all creation has come forward. It is the superpower of the universe, superhero. But as God in expression, we are each superheroes. So let's talk about how we can bring that forward as well. But the interesting thing is, there is in our text, the Science of Mind text, there is much said about love as law, love as power, how it operates, but not so much. There's not as much in our text about recognizing love, being love, and being love in different roles, being love in challenging moments, not just the sweet lovey-dovey moments. It's complicated. Now, today I'm also going to blend in, as Ernest Holmes revered as well Eastern traditions as well as Western. So we're going to have a blend today. And also from the standpoint that I think we all know that at times we hear something familiar, but whether it's in a song, in a movie, through something we read, we hear it expressed and presented in a different frame. And suddenly we get it in a different way. There's that epiphany, that deepening. And so let's bring in an Eastern as well as Western tradition today. Starting on the Western, let's think about one of the things that Jesus spoke to us and asked of us. He said, love your neighbor, love your God, love God, love your neighbor as yourself. That is a tremendous ask, isn't it? When we think out to the world, when we think out to the various people and events and news stories that we encounter, it often feels like, yeah, really? Where's the love? I'm not seeing it. Or it may be, yeah, really? Where's the love? The way I grew up, or who I was in relationship with, or that work situation I was in. You know, it's wide. And we see so much that doesn't speak to us of love. But let's remember, let's come back into that center that, first of all, I'm going to ask us to think about, am I here to just constantly receive? There is a law of circulation of giving and receiving in an ever-continuing flow. Sometimes it's not about, gee, why did this happen? As if it's not bringing me love. I stop and I say, I think to myself, as an emanation of the divine that is all loving, I may not understand why I'm here in this situation in this moment. I may not see that there's something here for me to learn or for me to receive. Maybe, just maybe, it's because I'm here as a channel, as a presence of love, to bring this love into the situation or into the world, that I have evolved to the point that despite those choppy seas, I can still be that loving presence. And we do that through daily self-care, to evolve into that presence. So when Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, it asks us to look inside and go, how am I loving myself? What's the love in this moment, in this context, in this situation that I am bringing, that I am emanating? Now, the Eastern influence I'd like to introduce today, this past Christmas, someone special in my life gave me a special book. And I didn't realize at the moment, I thought 2023 was going to be about fun and play. I'm learning that we are always about love. And this is a very powerful, it's one of these books that you can open to any page. And oh my gosh, even a single paragraph is like, ooh. This is a lesson to work on and chew on for quite a while. It's by someone Eastern, a more modern Eastern mystic from the 1900s, so very recent, who is now known as Osho. And the book is Love, Freedom, Aloneness, A Cone of Relationships. And the word cone cues us in that this is from the Buddhist tradition. It's statements, it's paradoxes, it's challenges for us to grow and evolve. And so where does Osho start? He starts, interestingly enough, by saying this. There's a chapter on this. Become a servant of love. Now, he's very clear. And he can be, You know, he's got zings. He writes with a lot of zingers in there as well, but you know, we get the message. Become a servant of love, but not serve the object that we love. That's the real catch. So we may love our child. We may love a spouse, a partner, a love partner. We may love parents. We may love special friends and so forth. And, you know, we start shaping our life and we start doing things to retain that relationship, keep it in good grace. And at times, we may drift into serving the object, those beings, those things that we love. Osho says, become a servant of love itself, not the object that we love. That in itself is a huge shift. That in itself invites us to a whole new evolutionary track, a new spiritual journey of being the presence of love without having something that is the focus of the love that we are bringing and giving to the world. It's selfless love. And yet, ironically, he also goes in, and we'll get there, into being, actually, this may be a talk for another day about the value of being selfish. That's for another day, because where we're going to go next is, as being a servant of love, where do we start? We start within. But first, let's talk more about being a servant of love. Part of what's confusing is he mentions that humans get stuck on feelings of love that we have in this physical world. We associate love with those lovey-dovey feelings that we have for someone, child, parent, spouse, friend, movie, something beautiful. You know, we have a feeling that runs through us, and we often can believe that, well, that's what love is. The problem is that when we attach to the love of another, when we are serving an object of love and something happens, the relationship goes bad, the job ends, whatever happens, or something happens to us physically. If we're in love with ourselves and suddenly something has changed in our body, are we as much in love with ourselves when we have some challenge? When that object of love disappears, does our love disappear with that object of love? And we grieve. But when we go back to that centered being that we are, when we go back into self-care that is anchored in divine love, in knowing that each of us is a divine expression, that love doesn't disappear. That love does not dissipate. That love is ever present, absolute, unconditionally, pouring forth as much as we are willing to accept and receive. It is always there without question, without measure. And sometimes that in itself is a challenge enough to believe that we are, sometimes we say, are we enough? Sometimes we ask ourselves, am I worthy of this? God knows us as worthy. We are God's creation. Without question, without measure, without judgment. And so that opens up a whole nother journey of evolution. How can I be the presence of that love? And let's remember, we can't bring and we can't give what we do not know and we have not experienced. And our trip through life on planet Earth up until this point has shown us all sorts of experiences. So that's why self-care, self-love, self-care continually is so important. That is how we condition ourselves in the sense of not a condition, as Ernest Holmes refers to it, but conditioning, as in building spiritual muscle, as in building our stamina, building our resilience, so that we can be this present presence ever more powerfully. So it goes into, we serve and we celebrate love as God through being loving without exception. You know, this takes us back to that sacred activism place of all that we see in the world that brings us to tears, that fills us with like, oh, something's got to be done. And yet, what can I do? All of those experiences that we have is asking us to bring love. We know that a lot of, almost all of the people who do something grievous, a gun does not trigger and shoot itself. There is a human finger on that trigger. And we know that, I know this may not be a popular idea, but I bring this and ask you to consider, who is the finger that is pulling that trigger? It's not popular to bring this forward in the media, but so often it is someone who feels unloved, who is love starved, who does not feel that they fit in anywhere, that they have not been accepted. And are we able to be in loving prayer for everyone, regardless of who they are? We are called to do that because as God in expression, that is what God would do. God knows that divine essence that was birthed in each and every one of us, regardless of how we may have gone off track. And that is part of serving as love. Yes, it's not easy. Yes. And Ernest Holmes said this to us. He said, it is simple, but it is not easy. And when we are called upon to be that presence of love in these other circumstances, then we can understand further what our journey is, how we are called to evolve, and also, oh, the self-care that we need to nourish and nurture that love within us, being that resilience. So it's not about milking love from others. It's not about loving the object of our love. We are called upon to be a servant of love itself. Through loving God, who is the lover. So loving ourselves, you know, ironically, most traditions, spiritual and otherwise, say, no, you don't love yourself. That's selfish. That's narcissistic. You know, that's an ego. That's all sorts of things. No, you love others. But it's like putting the cart before the horse. How do I love someone else if I don't know how to love myself? When I make a mistake, can I love myself? If someone else makes a mistake, can I love them? We do this by learning to do this, and we learn to do this through loving self-care. That is how we evolve through self-care. Now, another pitfall here is that in this planet domain, this earth school, as some people have called it, you know, we're often in separation. And that adds some complication and confusion as well. If I am one with God and God is one with me, if I am God in expression, love is God, then I am love in expression. And we are all emanations of this one. Being that loving presence, being the servant of love, brings us back into that oneness, especially when we can be there regardless of the circumstance, the condition, the action. And so I want to read something from Osho as we close. A person who loves himself takes the first step toward real love, not the object of love, not temporary love, not conditional love, real love. I just added that in. Going back to the quote, a person who loves themselves takes the first step toward real love. It is like throwing a pebble. It is like throwing a pebble into a silent lake. The first circular ripples will arise around the pebble, very close to the pebble, naturally. Where else can they arise? And then they will go on spreading, rippling out. They will reach the farthest shore. If you stop those ripples arising close to the pebble, there will be no other ripples at all. Then you cannot hope to create ripples reaching to the farthest shore. And so that is our invitation to know the truth of who we are, to honor and nourish and nurture that truth within, to embody that truth, so that we are that pebble, plunk into this whole realm of creation. And it is the vibration, the love, that which we are in that moment that is emanating out to the world. It is what we are bringing through us as a gift, as a selfless gift. And so let's close in knowing this. Love is God. As God in expression, I speak this for all of us. I am love. I serve God as love by divinely loving myself and all other selves. I allow myself to love myself through continually caring in a loving, compassionate, respectful, honoring way myself. The fullness of love within me allows me to be this loving presence in the world. The love I am within is that rippling emanation that ripples out into the world. And with love, we create a loving world that works for everyone. Embracing self-care, divine ones, blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.